Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Wednesday morning for our edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 10, where the Apostle Paul begins to tell about his vision as if it had happened to someone else, but he is most likely talking about himself. He reveals that he was given a painful physical ailment, and he concludes by saying that when he is weak, he is strong because he knows that God's kindness and power are all he needs, and that he does not need to rely on his own strength. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. Excuse me. I have to boast, even though it doesn't do any good, but I will now talk about visions and revelations given me by the Lord. I know a certain Christian man who 14 years ago was snatched up into the highest heaven. Now, I do not know whether this actually happened or whether he had a vision. Only God knows. I repeat, I know that this man was snatched to paradise. Again, I don't know whether it actually happened or whether it was a vision. Only God knows. And there he heard things which cannot be put into words, things that human lips may not speak. So I will boast about this man, but I will not boast about myself, except the things that show how weak I am. If I wanted to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be telling the truth. But I will not boast, because I do not want any of you to have a higher opinion of me than you have as a result of what you have seen me do and heard me say. But to keep me from being puffed up with pride because of the many wonderful things I saw, I was given a painful physical ailment, which acts as Satan's messenger to beat me and to keep me from being proud. 3 times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked him to take it away, but his answer was, "My grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak." I am most happy then to be proud of my weaknesses in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, where Paul writes, "I am most happy then to be proud of my weaknesses in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me." Beloved, you've heard me say in the past that I was raised in a military home. Both my parents were sergeants in the United States Marine Corps. And we were taught that, you know, if you have difficulties, you handle those difficulties. And, you know, you take care of business whatever you have to do. Just take care of business. Don't rely on others. Be grown up enough to take care of it yourself. And this is the way I was raised. And this is the way that I even entered into adulthood. And I still have, you know, many of these same feelings today, but the Apostle Paul experienced something special. He experienced a weakness. He called it a messenger of Satan, and it was a weakness, and he tried to get rid of it. Remember, Paul had a great healing and prayer ministry and had given life and health and set the paralytic free in many situations. But all 3 times that he prayed for himself, God said, "No, no, no." And finally he said, "My grace, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, because when you are weak, then I, Jesus Christ, am strong." And you know, I am envious of the Apostle Paul, because he didn't have any choice in the matter. He had this weakness, whatever it was. Bible doesn't come right out and say it. Some theologians have their own ideas. But whatever this messenger of Satan was, it forced Paul to depend on the protection of God and not of his own strength. And you know what? That's reality. In reality, we are weak. There is nothing we can do. But God is able to just speak the word, and we are blessed, we are safe, we are protected, we are provided for. Amen. Lord, let's pray. Lord God, you are all I need. Even when I am weak, I am strong because I can trust in your steadfast love and care. I am always secure in your powerful and protective embrace. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 21, and the Apostle Paul expresses concern for the Corinthians. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God bless you abundantly with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Walk in the strength, in the peace, and knowing that Father God is watching over you.